Caroline Flack, Search for the Truth raises critical questions surrounding the ethics of British tabloids and the impact of media on mental health. Following her tragic suicide in February 2020, the UK media faced intense scrutiny for its coverage during her final months. Flack, a beloved television presenter known for hosting Love Island and The X Factor, became a tabloid target amid her struggles with assault charges involving her boyfriend, Lewis Burton. In the documentary, her mother, Christine Flack, reviews documents collected over 5 years, revealing inconsistencies in the police reports. Christine states, "They don't add up," highlighting the family's pursuit of answers. Caroline was celebrated for her vibrant personality and ability to connect with others, but the pressure from tabloid scrutiny was relentless. Paul Martin, an entertainment journalist, notes the tabloid's obsession with Flack's life, stating, "If you were writing stories about her, you were making good money." On December 19, 2019, a police call reported an alleged assault, which led to Caroline's arrest. Burton, who had been asleep, awoke to texts on his phone from another woman, leading to a heated confrontation. Transcripts from the call reveal Burton saying, "My girlfriend is beating me up," while police reports indicate Caroline sustained injuries, prompting her hospitalization. Despite Burton's desire to drop the charges, the Crown Prosecution Service later proceeded with prosecution. Christine Flack expressed concern over the CPS's decision-making, stating, "It rapidly became apparent to me that Caroline Flack was being prosecuted not for what happened, but because she was Caroline Flack." Following her death, talent agent Jonathan Shallet commented on the excessive negative press Flack received, equating it to how one might treat a terrorist. The Sun's publication of graphic photos and mocking stories, including a Valentine's card mocking the incident, intensified the media's role in Flack's tragic end. Christine Flack's pursuit of accountability within the police and CPS revealed failings in their handling of the case. An investigation found individual and organizational failings, yet the CPS maintained their decisions were based on available medical opinions. Christine stated, "Because of a police error, my daughters died," emphasizing the disproportionate consequences of the prosecution. The documentary serves as a poignant reminder of the need for responsible media practices and the protection of individuals' mental health in the entertainment industry.